welcome to episode 45 of Zion's Finest. This is Kenny Brown, and I am joined by Ryan Stripling.
Hello.
Ryan Stripling goes by Jamal or Ryan Jamal on the forums or on the Slack channel. It is a wonderful story as to why, but we're not going to have him tell that story at this moment. What we have got Ryan on is to give us a report of his amazing showing at Worlds. He was running the second most creative list at Worlds, which you got to give him props for that. But before we get
second
into that,
just MHD there.
Yeah, that's true. Not everybody can run it, can take MHD the top 16. That's all we'll say. But also not everyone can take Ahsoka to the top 16, as we will learn. But a few housekeeping items. Join us on the Slack channel, send an email to zionsfinestia@gmail.com, and support us on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/zionsfinest. Ryan Jamal Stripling, tell us about the list that you took to Worlds.
All right, it would be my pleasure. So I took a somewhat of a wonky list that I ended up sort of falling in love with. It's a lot of fun. So it's Han, Drakata, and Ahsoka form the core, and then the rest is just rounded out with support. So I have, of course, Hera, Gideon, and 3PO, and then I have two regular smugglers. And it's a variation on the list that I talked about last time I was on with the regional season. The only difference that I changed was I had Rebel High Command, for which I swapped out for an extra smuggler to help with, first of all, getting to 8 activations, and then, of course, also to help with the objective game,
yep.
Which turned out to be rather important.
Absolutely.
So what led me to this list is I love Drakata. I just...
Ugh.
Drakata is the best.
Yes.
It's just the most dynamic and exciting figure you can put on the board. And what Drakata can do in terms of splash damage, in terms of just raw power and just the versatility... I really love Drakata. And what's great about Drakata right now is she, he, the Wookiee, fits just so well synergy-wise with all the other figures because Rebel just has so many options for heavy weapons. No, not at all. No,
wait a second.
this is what we're going to get into with my list is, like, synergy-wise, there's not a whole lot you can do with your command cards with Drakata, which is one of the limiting factors. But
the thing is, Drakata is able to take advantage of two things that Rebels bring in spades, which is focus and Hera. So,
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
even what Drakata lacks in synergy, the Wookiee has got everything it needs in order to really bring on the pain. So.
Yeah. Yeah, because Drakata has some limitations in terms of range, and so Hera helps with that, and loves surges. And
oh,
so Hera
loves
helps
them.
With that. And also, of course, focus is a huge boon to Drakata. So I toyed around with this list for regional season. Regional season, I decided I wasn't going to bring any hunters. I'd played a lot of Luke Rangers, and I was like, I just don't want to do that. So for the first regional, I decided no hunters. And then I decided I definitely wanted to play a bunch of new stuff. So I just threw in a bunch of new stuff, Han, Drakata, and Ahsoka.
I love it.
That's sort of how I came to this list. And why I ended up falling in love with it is because Drakata is awesome. But also Ahsoka is a really dynamic figure that can do a lot of different things. And there's been other members that have joined your podcast that maybe have talked down about Ahsoka, but I'm here to set the record straight.
Yeah, they are dumb. You are not, so.
and let it be stated over and over because I think Ahsoka is really a great figure, and of course Han is Han and does great work. So this list does a few things very well and has some limitations, but ultimately I decided it's just the list that I have the most fun with.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to take it to Worlds and see how I would do. So I was in the lead up to Worlds. I did a lot of practice, and I felt good about certain matchups. I feel good about matchups against like Rebel Heroes.
Yeah.
Felt pretty good about matchups with Han Rangers. Felt really good about matchups with Vader on certain maps. And then on Mos Eisley, I just sort of felt good about praying and hoping.
That's right.
And of course, Han got a real boost with the Uskru map, primarily, though, on the stash mission. But there were several matchups that I was really worried about and thought I would not do well with them. And it turns out I did not do well with them. So I did a lot of testing on Vassal, and to anyone who's out there listening, not on Vassal, you really should invest in that because, it's free and it's a great way to get, sharper at your game and to lose to DT, which is a great learning experience.
Absolutely.
So the list does well when I can hide my figures until I can choose when to move out and to strike. And it also does really well with the objective game, particularly on picking up crates.
Yeah.
But it doesn't do as well on holding stashes, particularly if it's a close-knit map where Vader's going to be in my face, or it really doesn't do well on the droid mission against something like Scum Hunters, where they're just going to, you know, get all their cards and focus up and then be able to wipe me out before I can do my work.
And one of the big reasons is because, unlike most lists with a spy, you do not have Intelligence Leak or Strategic Shift, right?
This is true. Yeah. And I did, during the regional season, I have different spy cards. So I toyed around with Strategic Shift. I toyed around with Intelligence Leak. And I have Ahsoka. And so part of this goes into what I do with Ahsoka. Sometimes Ahsoka is there to not do a whole lot turn one, except for to have a threat range.
Yep.
And so that helps to push people back. And sometimes I'll throw her out to pick off a figure sent out to the outskirts of my opponent's force. But a lot of times she just hangs back, maybe picks up a crate, or maybe waits to be focused up by 3PO or Gideon so that she can hit second round. And so if I hold her back, then she is useful for having spy cards. But the problem is sometimes what she needs to do is go in for an alpha strike.
Yep.
And soak up some attacks while I get Han and Drakata in position to wreck things.
Yep.
And in the Swiss rounds, I used her for both. But I had found with practice that I had used her enough to send her in and die maybe at the end of the second round, that bringing in something like Strategic Shift, which costs an action, it's just so hard to use one of those when you're not using somebody like a Mac.
Yep.
And so I love Strategic Shift. It just didn't work with Ahsoka. And the other problem is I only have three figures.
Yep.
I mean, I only have three attacking figures, essentially.
Yep.
Late game, you know, I'm using my smugglers, I'm using Gideon, I'm using Hera, everybody to put as much damage as I can. But essentially, Han, Drakata, and Ahsoka are my main figures that are going to attack.
Yep.
And so, using something like Intelligence Leak, I don't want to burn cards because I really don't want to, you know, burn
on the lamb. Yep.
And I can't take damage because I need her to stay alive.
Because Ahsoka needs to take two attacks, right? And there is a chance that if you like burn on the lamb and you're at 9 damage, not enough hunters can one shot, can get to 9 damage without even playing a significant number of cards. and that's just too scary.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I felt good somewhat leading up to Worlds, but there were just a lot of things I was worried about. I was really worried about the shift towards Scum at the last minute. So,
yes.
So, I mean, in the lead up, I had played Brett's Han Rangers list and had managed to get a win with this list. So, you know, that helped me feel confident. But I had also sought out Dave, who's Seif on the boards, to play some of my harder matchups. And so I played against Scum Hunters on Nalhutta, and he just beat me, as I thought he would happen, because that's a horrible matchup for me. And then I asked DT to play, I think I played him in a Vader match on Mos Eisley, and, well, you know, DT beat me, but I don't know how good information that gave me about my list.
Exactly.
And I played another one of the droid mission on Uskru, just because I was really concerned, particularly against Scum Hunters, and lost in that as well. So there were particular matchups that I was worried about, and that's the problem. You know, Imperial Assault sometimes is almost like a rock, paper, scissors sort of thing about what matchups you get. But I think this list in particular is super swingy, particularly susceptible to Alpha Strikes. So if you're thinking about piloting this, get a lot of reps in and know what your figures can do and when to commit and when to hold them back, because it's pretty swingy. And if you lose one of these three figures early, particularly Drakata, you're going to lose.
Yeah. Yep. That's about the size of it.
Okay. Well, the first match, I was alarmed to see that it was Mos Eisley, and this is the stash mission, and I got paired up against an unshakable Vader.
Oh, great.
And I was actually rather disoriented because I was playing against Eric Deesh, hopefully pronouncing that correctly, but I just had looked quickly at the name and I thought it was Eric Dietz, whom I know. And so I was like, hey, no, I think I'm playing here. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, no, I'm playing against Eric. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's
me. I was like, no, I'm playing against Eric Dietz. And he's like, I'm Eric Dietz. And I was like, what is going on? Anyway.
JK played against him and had the exact same thing.
Yeah, but he's super great guy. He's a store owner and plays with DT all the time.
Yes. So I was he's a
worried
very,
about that.
He's a very, very, very cool guy and a very good player.
Yeah, yeah. I loved hanging out with him throughout Worlds. And so anyway, into the match, I had some great luck here. And just up front, I don't know that Vader did any damage in this.
Oh, man.
And that tells you that I had some luck. So what ended up happening is he played aggressively and he pushed. So I opened both of my doors and I position everybody. I'm on the outside. I position everybody around the terminal and I just lock it down. I have the box and I have everybody in striking range. He had pushed some people down along the bottom to get some stashes. And I had sent Ahsoka out to kill, I think, a regular Riot and to claim a stash. And anyway, at the end of the round, he pushed Vader, and double moved him out through his top door, which, I think an officer had opened, and sent him right up to my terminal in Han's face.
Oh boy.
And that was a move that I was alarmed about, particularly because I was thinking that then he would get off a card like Dark Energy or something.
Yeah, the Parting Blow combo.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But he didn't have that card. And so Vader was in my face. Well, I knew enough not to move away with Han, but the problem is I hadn't gone with Han yet. So I ended up getting three attacks with Han on Vader. So he was focused. So I shot Vader, pushed through a good amount of damage. Then his end around, he had initiative. He attacks first and I, rolled a blocks evade and I was next to 3PO. And so I ended up, you know, with three blocks and two evades, which blocked all of Vader's damage.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he didn't roll well, and I rolled well, and so I blocked all of that. Well, of course, then I return fire.
Yep.
Then I had my end around attack. And so Vader's down to four health by the end of the first round.
That's insane.
It was insane. And then, or maybe I... No. I must have had initiative or something, because he activated first, and then he took a swing at 3PO, and then I rolled a dodge. And so he just moved away, and he's, like, I'm sure utterly demoralized, because that is just a horrible string of events.
Yeah,
for him.
I mean, like, he is at this point so far below the damage curve, right, that
yeah,
it's just going to take so much for him to come back.
Yeah, and so then, yeah, so then I kill Vader, and I was too far ahead, and he couldn't come back.
Yeah.
So that was round one. Round two, I ended up on Nal Hutta raining freight. And luckily I didn't draw a scum hunter's list, which is what I was worried about. But I played a rather unique list. It was, and I forget the name of this person. So if you happen to know, I'll post something on the boards at some point. So I would love to find out your name. But anyway, super cool guy. He played Han, Jyn, Hera, Gideon, R2, 3PO. And at this point, you're thinking, that doesn't sound too atypical. But then he had Saska and brought in a set of Equays.
Yes. And
I
was like,
I love that you brought in Saska. I mean, agreed. I'm the guy who brings in, you know, Drakata and Ahsoka. So I love atypical lists. But, you know, a Saska... maybe not the strongest choice competitively, but still cool to see it on the table. He had initiative and took the top, which was a mistake because the bottom is just far superior, particularly against my list.
Yeah, there's nowhere for him to hide at that point, right? From Drakata.
That's right.
And Han.
And that turned out to be a problem. Yeah. And so, I was on the bottom, and I just focused up, and I would just move out a couple of spaces and shoot people and then move back into cover. And meanwhile, this is raining freight. And so I claimed 6 points of objectives on the first turn. I pushed a smuggler out to the left to pick up that, pushed the smuggler up to the middle to not only pick up that, but also get back into that cover just behind the uppermost blocking terrain. And Ahsoka moved out to all the way to the right and picked up that crate as well. So I have 6 objective points. And by the end of the first round, I got a Drakata attack that he burned on the lamb.
Oh boy.
On Jyn. Because... one, Jyn was going to die, but... Or maybe it was... Is Saska...
Saska is a smuggler. She's a spy smuggler.
I think it was Saska. I killed Jyn, and then he burned on the lamb with Saska, mainly because of all of the blast damage that Drakata was going to do. Because, I was going to kill... I was going to do a lot of blast damage. And so it sort of went downhill from there. And so, yeah, the next round I picked up another whole bunch of crates with Ahsoka and killed some more figures. And at the end, I don't know if I think I lost Hera, but I just picked so many objective points and he didn't rush fast enough, so... ended up 2-0 after round two.
And would you, let me ask you a quick question about that, Ryan. Would you say that, was it that you were using Ahsoka and the smuggler to primarily put pressure with crates and then just using Drakata and Han to kind of lock down like areas of the board? Was that the general strategy?
Yeah. So if I'm on the bottom on that one, I love raining freight.
Yes.
Because Ahsoka's threat range for picking up crates is pretty insane.
Yes.
But the other problem is that she also has a threat range for attacks. And so I can just run around and do both, but still apply pressure with Ahsoka. And the smugglers are great to also pick up crates, and so I have those three figures spread out enough that, you know, I ended up dropping a couple of traits at the back of his deployment zone, because Gideon was still back there, I think. Those crates were never picked up, but other than that, you know, any of the other crates, I'm going to be in range and I'm able to pick them up. And if you're wasting actions, and I'm going to pick off the, you know, figures that are coming up close because I have cover and you don't if I'm on the bottom.
Yeah.
So that is my strategy.
Cool. All right, round three.
Yeah, round three. I also forgot this person's name, but a great opponent. And here I was playing against a Vader and Elite Sentries list. So it was Vader, E-Sentries, E-Jets, E-Riots, and an officer. And I'm pretty sure this is the round where I played somebody. He didn't have Zillow.
Interesting.
And that I think was not a good choice, because Zillow is just the best. I mean, I'd so probably good. Take Devious while the swamps are still around, but it's the best point you can spend in the game. And it also made just the damage calculation so much more straightforward and simpler for me.
Yep.
So that was nice. But Vader and E-Sentries, and this was on the Uskru map where controlling stashes.
Yep.
And so here, he pushed all of his units. So I took the bottom. I had initiative. So I took the bottom side, and he, on the top, pushed all of his figures to the left. But then he saw that I was pushing everything to the right, and I think he realized that Vader was going to be out of it for a while, and didn't want to expose Vader to move into the center because I had my focus Han. Yet to go and would have been in position to take a good shot on him. And so he ended up pushing his Vader in the opposite direction over by his terminal. And so that ended up being a problem because he opened up that door, I think, to get Vader out. And I opened up his other door. So both of his doors were open and my two doors were closed. And Vader was all alone. And that pretty much sealed it.
Would you ever advise, like, under what circumstances would you, if you, let's say you do not have initiative, so you're the first one to open a door, under what circumstances would you not open your opponent's door?
Well, there are times when I don't know. It depends. Like, if I have the bottom and I'm focused up, and not playing my list. I don't know, Scum Hunters, and I want to shoot through the center door.
Uh-huh.
And I'm facing a bunch of melee. I might consider opening a door, but then I wouldn't play that way. I would want to push to the side and make the melee people have to go further.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I guess if I don't want both of my doors open, or if I don't, yeah, I don't know.
I'm just wondering, like, we're trying to figure out Uskru, and I'm just trying to determine under what, like, circumstances do you not want to open your opponent's door, because you don't want to put yourself in a position, right, where you don't want to put yourself in a position where your opponent is safe and you are not.
Yeah, I think a time that it might happen is if you have, brought your units not out to the side, but you've positioned them behind your doors, and you want to make sure that one of your doors gets open so that they get out, and you're fighting against a list that is maybe mainly melee.
Yeah.
And you've got a bunch of jets focused up, or like an ATDP that you want to get a firing lane out from, then I could see it makes sense to open up your own door.
Okay.
But for my list, what I want to see is exactly what happened. And so Vader was left all alone, and so I was able to kill Vader without having to have pressure really from the other units.
Yeah.
And so then I had time to pick them off as well. In the meantime, I'm getting more objective points than he is. I can't remember how close this one was, but really taking Vader off early, this one felt like it was going my way from the start.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was 3-0, and then round four was against James Hedgepeth. And let me tell you, I love playing with James. I don't know if you guys went to Worlds and got to meet him or if you know him, but he's a great guy.
Yes, I met I met and talked with James. Is legendary, so he's such a great guy. Holy smokes. Yeah. And him and Lucas Davidson are two of the smartest people I've ever met. So
yeah. Yeah, and James is such a talented player. He ended up 5-2, ranked 23rd after Swiss. So it's too bad he, you know, and it's just strength of schedule that took him out.
Yeah.
But he was actually the one who knocked me off out of the top 16 last year, and it came down last year to a single die roll.
Oh, boy.
And I needed a dodge with Lando and didn't get it. And this time around, spoiler, he needed a dodge with R2 and did not get it. And so I managed to win. But this was my favorite match. So he was playing Han Rangers, and he was playing with the... so he had Han, E-Rangers, R2, Hera, 3PO, Gideon. And then I think he had two regular smugglers and maybe Rebel High Command. I don't know. I'd have to go back and count those points up, but something like that. And we were on Nalhutta, and it was the shielded mission. And Nalhutta with Rangers was not what I was hoping for.
Yes.
Super tough matchup, and he got initiative, which is even worse, which means he claimed the bottom. And so I knew from the start that I was behind the curve and that I could play conservatively and probably lose by a little, or play aggressively and either die in a trash fire of only scoring, I don't know, say 6 points, or I give myself a chance to win. And so what ended up happening is I... So I'm in the top, and I start by moving 3PO out in front of Han and Ahsoka and Drakata and focusing Han. And then, and so 3PO's just to the side, or no, actually 3PO's beside, because I think 3PO is just to the right of the water hexes. And then I move a smuggler up diagonally down and to the left of 3PO to perform to be a blocking unit. And so that way, my units are sort of safe from sniping, ish. But then what I did is I used Gideon to focus Drakata and push Drakata up two. And over to the left so that Drakata couldn't be sniped very easily, at least. And then I had an option of what to do. And he hadn't yet activated his Rangers, because going to leave Rangers for the last activation probably. But he first went with Mac, and... up to this point, I had not yet drawn on the lamb in rounds 1-3.
Oh, boy.
So I was ecstatic to see on the lamb in my hand. And his first action was with Mac. Oh, he had Mac. Yeah. Somehow I missed Mac. So he had Mac, and his first action was to play Intel Leak.
Yes.
And ditch my on the lamb. But he took that as 3 points of damage, which will be significant in a second, because halfway through round one, I push Drakata up aggressively, and so move Drakata down so that I'm in the little alcove in the center area, just on the corner so that I have a line of sight down into his deployment zone. And it was I believe, a 9-range shot. Without Hera.
Ooh.
Which, if you do the math, is not very likely.
No, odds are not great.
And I think I had officer's training for a chance at a reroll. And I think that's why I opted to go for that risk. But maybe it was 8 range. I can't remember. 9 is super tough without Hera. But I went for it with Dracata, and I was looking at a Focus Ranger. And against Han Rangers, you just have to take out the Rangers before they can do their work. And hopefully you can leave them with a bunch of useless Hunter cards in their hands.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
So I pushed them up and rolled like max. And so that was the lucky, that was hugely lucky. And it's ultimately what swung the match for me. So I one-shotted the Ranger. And I did shrapnel to do 1 damage to everybody within 2, which killed Mac as well.
Oh, boy.
So I took out a Ranger and Mac with that activation. And so that was a profoundly lucky start. And so he's playing from a little bit behind the curve. And while I'm doing that, I have a smuggler pushed out to claim the objective over on the left side, if you're looking at up from the bottom. And I have Ahsoka claiming the objective that you jump across the terrain for, I think. Or maybe I pushed her. No. I move her all the way out to the outside. So she's over on the far right side, claiming that. And so I have 2 of the stashes claimed. And I've already taken out a Ranger and Mac. And so James had to play aggressively in return. And what happened is he pushed some people over, and I can't remember exactly who all was there, but pushed people over to challenge my claiming of the stash with my smuggler over on the left side.
Okay.
And I ended up moving Han back around to take a shot on those figures. And I think I took out some more figures on that side, but I was gradually picking his pieces down. And I had enough of an initial head start that I just had too much of a lead. However, yeah. I almost cost myself the game in round 2. And that's why it came down to a die roll instead of me being able to win, because I had an attack from Han on a Ranger. And it was going to do 4 damage. And I opted for a reroll because I had counted everything up and saw that I could re-roll a die and still lose it to tough luck and still have range. But I just didn't see that he was next to 3PO.
Oh, no.
And so I re-roll, he tough lucks, and then my +2 range from the surge is negated by the 3PO that I don't know how I missed that. So 4 damage is taken off the board. And so that Ranger ends up living for way longer and killing 3 more figures when I could have killed him like next round. Mm-hmm. And so in the end, I have Hera over, this is several rounds later, but I have Hera over on the far side, over on the right. And Hera, at the end of 1 round, takes a shot on R2 and does like 4 damage or something. And then it comes down to the end of the next round. And it's going to come down to whether or not I can kill R2 to get the win.
Oh, boy.
And so I'm sweating it. Hera takes the shot, and luckily R2 doesn't dodge, and I get the win.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a great game, and it was neck and neck the whole time. And I got super lucky with that Dracata attack. Yeah, so that was a great game. I will say one thing about that game, just about etiquette. Like, there was a great moment where it was towards the end of, I think, round 3, and, like, time was sort of called, And we were just finishing up end of round activations. And so, like, ostensibly, I could have called it at that point.
Yes.
But I was playing earlier, like, make sure we get to a fourth round. That was what I was thinking in my head.
Yep.
But we both just got super bogged down with end of round activation stuff. And so it ended up going longer. And anyway, there was a moment where it was called time and I was like, oh, but we agreed to play on, which I think was the right thing to do, and ended up having like a great game. And so I just want to point that out just to say that, like, we had a better game and a better experience because I played on, whereas, you know, by the tournament rules, I could have not, but, I think that was a better choice.
I also think, I mean, I think rarely is it the case, and I know, like, there is such a strong temptation to think in the short term in terms of if we extend one more round, I might lose, right? But you gotta, I think, especially when you're playing with someone like James or just realistically anybody, it's so important to think, like, what we're doing is we're not just playing like one game, right? Like, we're here to have like a world's tournament experience. We're all trying to build the community together. And like, you want to do things like that, right? Like, you want to do things that, one, lead to this good story, but also engender good feelings, right? Like, in the sense of, it's not like you gave James something, but it's also like it wasn't a sharp practice. You know?
Yeah.
And I feel like that just does so much for sustaining, I don't know what the word is, like community, I guess, is just like the best way to think about it.
Yeah. And just on that note for a second, like, I went to Worlds last year and I had a really good time, but this year I had such a blast. And the difference is, one, becoming more active on Vassal helped me to just know more people.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know if you've heard of Zion's Finest, but they have a Slack channel.
Oh, yeah. Wait a second. Is that true?
Shameless plug there.
That's right.
You know, it's been great to get to know all of these people online. And so there, I just felt more part of the community. But also, one of my favorite memories from last year was the game against James. And again, this year was the game against James was one of the highlights. And I hope that next year it is as well. And it comes down to a die roll. And like, and I think that would have been soured if, you know, I had stuck to like the letter of the law and,
yeah,
I don't know. And been a jerk about it. So,
good point.
Anyway, so that was round four. And so I'm 4-0 at this point, and that makes me feel pretty optimistic about making, the top cut.
Yes.
Because I know there's a chance that I can lose two of the next games and still make it in, but I really want to win two and know that I'm going to get in.
Yes.
But unfortunately, round five, I played Arvidas, who is the Euro champion. And worse, he's playing a 9 activation scum. And worse than that, we're playing the Uskru droid mission, which is one of the worst missions for my list, and two of my losses came on that to scum hunters. So, it didn't go great. I ended up with like 20 some odd points. But you know, this is a matchup where I'm probably just going to lose.
Yeah.
And part of the reason for that is I'm really good at taking out things like Han Rangers because there's primarily 4 threats.
Yep.
And my list is geared towards taking out 4 threats.
Yep.
But he's playing a 9 activation scum. And so although he doesn't have Iggy, and I hate Iggy, so I'm happy to see that, it doesn't help that he has Onar and he has, he had an elite Claudite. And so I was worried about spy cards the whole time.
Yep.
And I had On the Lamb, and so I played more aggressively with Han so I could get a use out of On the Lamb before it was burned. So his whole list was Onar, Vento, a set of Equays, the Rebel Care Package, E-Claudite, Greedo, and 2 regular Jawas, rounded out with Black Market and Devious. Yeah, he, you know, does exactly what scum hunters want to do on that map, which is to hang back. He had, the choice of deployments, so he took the bottom, the more protected side. And he focused up, and he pushed a little bit to his right. And so I was hoping to get a good Han shot from where Han pushes to the edge of the top hallway.
Yeah.
And can see down in there. But he used a regular Jawa as a blocker. And so it's a two-point figure that I'm burning a focus Han shot on. And I don't have very many shots with Han in a game that, you know, maybe goes three rounds, maybe four. And so he did a really good job of neutering my ability to impact his list. So I took out his equates without them, I think, maybe doing any damage. But I'm still faced with Vento coming to flank me and Onar coming at my face and the E-Claudite doing his work. And, of course, Greedo's running around being Greedo.
Yep.
And he's got enough extra figures that he's probably going to take out my droid. And I don't know if I'll be able to take out his. And so, he took this one, I'd say, pretty easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I was 4-1. Round six, I played Nicholas Meyer Abbott, who was running Iggy and two sets of Equays, then R2 and Ali Jawa, Gideon, 3PO, and Black Mark and Devious.
This was Nick, who's in the Fully Armed and Operational podcast.
Yeah.
Our dear friend Nick.
Yeah, and great guy, and it was a great match. This was the Mos Eisley pickup crates mission. Which is a good matchup for me. So this is where I want to see the scum hunters, because this is where I have more of a chance to win. And so I was again on the inside deployment, and I stayed up by my terminal. But, you know, with Ahsoka and my two smugglers, I began picking up crates, and I just can pick up more crates than he can. And I can get them back faster than he can.
Yep.
So ultimately, that threat caused him to expose his figures more, and so that and I lucked out and drew enough defensive cards to keep my guys alive long enough to do my work. And so I did have On the Lamb somewhat early, and so I was able to be more aggressive with Han, and I ended up punching through a fair amount of damage to Iggy really early on, and that really sort of cut the legs out from underneath his list. I think he maybe got Blaze off, but I'm not really sure. But Iggy was down enough that he had to start retreating. And then I think I swung Ahsoka around to finish him off. Or maybe it was Han. But at that point, I have spread out to cover just a lot of the map and prevent him from taking crates back in my... figures are bringing crates back and coming back for more, and ultimately I ended up winning this one. But it was a super close game and a really great match. So loved this match, and Nick was a great guy. So that ended round six with me 5-1, and then round seven I played against Kyle Bossom, who made top 16. He had an Unshakable Vader initiative bid. And this was a really super close game. This is the Mos Eisley stashes mission. Or was it the crates mission? I actually can't actually remember. But this was a really close game. And I know that I killed Vader, but I just didn't take him down fast enough. Yeah, and he was able to get the rest of his figures in my face enough that in the end he got to 40 before I did. And so, I think it was upper 20s or maybe lower 30s by the end of this. I don't think I played this. I felt good about this loss because I didn't feel like I played things horribly and didn't end up with only 6 points. Looking at you, Brett. So I ended up 5-2, and luckily my two losses came late enough that I just lucked out with strength schedule and ended up 10th at the end of Swiss.
Okay.
I do need to set the record straight because I did listen to a little bit of Brett Kelly's Lies and Slanders And he got a few things wrong that I need to correct.
All right, let's set that record straight.
So let's just count his lies. So first of all, I got 6 points. Respect that, Brett Kelly. 6 whole points. And I didn't kill 0 figures. I didn't kill just 1 figure. I killed 2 figures.
Oh, man.
So then. Brett. And he was off a little bit in his recollection. I opened up his terminal door at the end of the round, and I did 6 damage to Hera with my Focus Han and left her with only 1 health left, which was the theme of the game for me. And so then I started the round. And so I drew horrible cards at the beginning, and this is a horrible matchup. And so I was like, I just got to be aggressive and hope that he also drew crap, but he did not.
No.
So then I attacked Iggy and got some damage and then moved back with Han. And ultimately, he doesn't activate Iggy because he doesn't need to because he's going to win this match.
Yes.
But I moved up Dracata, and my goal was to get him down to 3 health left so that he couldn't get to Blaze.
Yep.
But I ultimately only get him down to 4 health left.
Oh, my gosh.
But I had enough splash damage that I was able to kill R2. I believe that I had a smuggler earlier who was on that stash over there and put a little bit of damage on R2 and then moved to block for Han. And so that was the first of the 2 figures that I killed. And then he came and attacked Han with his Jawa and did, I don't think, any damage. But Ahsoka came in, swooped in for the kill. So really my MVP of the match was Ahsoka because,
of course,
got half of my points there.
That's right.
My 6 points. And then we don't really need to talk about the rest of the match.
Turns out Brett Kelly's throne, or his victories are built on thrones of lies.
That's right. That's right. They are. So Brett Kelly, his poor list, he said. Well, I say lay down your hunter cards and meet me in back alleys. And let's do this.
That's right. here's the thing, Ryan. I still strongly maintain that the moral victory was very much ours. So we might not have made it to the finals or top four, but we proved that the meta is even crazier than people think it is. And, you got to give props for that.
That's one of the things I love about the game is that, Jake Peterson bringing his 3 amigos.
I know.
Taking Maul to the top of a regional. These figures that, like, well, I mean, Dracata's just good.
Let's have a quick little timeout to say that Dracata is... he's probably not going to be underrated too much longer, but Dracata is probably one of the best Rebel figures in the game right now, right? I mean, and I'll say even best figures in the game in terms of his ability to output so much damage, right? Like, if your opponent, it's not even if your opponent makes a mistake, right? Like, lots of times, like, there's not very much your opponent can do to control the amount of damage that Dracata can put out is just awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and Dracata pairs well with Chewie.
Yes.
And so that's a list that I don't see too much of. But also, once we get more, what Rebels needs is more figures in that lower cost range. And so when Tress comes out, the problem that people are having with Dracata is that they feel sort of forced into Han Rangers. And I just don't think you have to feel that way.
No, not at all.
Yeah, other routes to go. So, I was super happy with the list. Knew there were tough matchups and lost on the same mission and map to similar lists, just like I thought I would. It's a lot of times it's that coin flip of what your matchups are.
Sure, that's absolutely true. I would also say one more thing about Dracata in terms of, like, you say people feel compelled to run Han Rangers. I think Han Rangers is an amazing, amazing, amazing list. But Drakata eats Rangers alive. I mean, even almost more than Iggy does, right? Because IG has got, you've got to get a lot of value out of him in terms of like waiting till you've got all of your Hunter cards, waiting till you got Blaze, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Whereas you just focus Drakata up and Drakata's going to go one shot Rangers and start doing tons of damage onto their back line. So I was not worried about running into Rangers. And it goes the same, like kind of the same principle with Jets, right? Like Drakata just loves to destroy those mid cost, high value, but you know, not super durable figures.
Yeah, and the nice thing about Drakata is that a lot of figures have a great alpha strike ability, but once they're not focused and don't have good access to focus later in the game, they just aren't
doing it
that versatile.
Yep.
But with Drakata, you know, even late game, he's just great with cleanup, and he doesn't have to have focus for that.
Absolutely.
And so that, yeah, Drakata just is so good, and will always, you know, be a strong part of Rebels.
Agreed.
Yeah. So, I had a great time at Worlds, was really happy to bring Ahsoka to, the top 16.
Yes.
And hopefully a few people will stop bad mouthing Ahsoka all the time.
Yeah. Right. And they're idiots. Hopefully, just remember that.
Hopefully everybody doesn't listen to me and I don't have to face off against Drakata a lot now.
Yeah, that's true. What are we doing? Yeah, man alive. That's exactly what Rebels don't want to see is Drakata. So
yeah,
he'll eat those boxes alive.
That is very true.
Very true. Well, so Jamal, with Worlds being over, we've kind of got a little bit of a break before Store Champs regional season starts up. What are you going to be working on in terms of lists? Are you just waiting till Tyrants comes out? Like what's the game plan?
Yeah. So my next sights are set on Gen Con, the North American Championship.
Okay.
And I think I have a strong chance at getting that spot gloss E-Riots top 64. I feel like I can make it.
There you go. You can do it.
There's probably only going to be 64 people there if people are not familiar with the tournament. But yeah, so I'm not entirely sure. It really depends on what the release date is for Tyrants. I may toy around with Han Rangers and see, go for like a more consistent list for that tournament. Or I may swap, you know, I've thought about swapping Ahsoka out for something and Mac.
Yeah.
Just to, cause I think that in this meta you do need, like, just spies are just so powerful.
So great.
Particularly, Uskru with all of those focused up and drawing all the cards, Scum Hunters, having strategic shift in intelligence leak is just so powerful.
Yep,
so I think I'm headed to some sort of spy list. I don't know if that'll be my only spy or multiple spies. And then, I really just want to get Tress and Drakata in a list.
Oh, man.
But until Tyrants comes out, I'm probably practice some with Han Rangers. And then I'm also just going to throw the weirdest things that don't make me think. And I just get to push figures around and pew pew.
Sure.
So some double ATDP lists probably, and some Rancor lists, and I don't know, things like that. But I'm excited to not have like the weight of Worlds on my back and just get to play around with some silly lists, and then looking forward to Gen Con.
Yeah, that's gonna be awesome. Well, we want to give you a very strong congratulations for your performance at Worlds. You earned the distinction of being the first player to get Ahsoka to the top 16, which is something I wish I would have done, but c'est la guerre.
Yeah, well, thank you.
And excellently played. We know that you deserved to win against Brett Kelly, even if he cheated his way to the top.
Yeah, well, Brett's pretty good.
Turns out he's not bad.
Yeah, but I do know he would have been better if he had had Rebels.
No one disagrees with that. Do you have any more thoughts, pearls of wisdom for us before we close it out?
Again, I just want to harp on this. Like, if people are not playing on Vassal, you know, and I understand it. Like, it's a lot of us get into this because we want to see these figures on the map. Yep. You know, if we're painting the figures, we really want to see them on the map. But Vassal is just a great way to become a part of the community and to get better at your game. So I really encourage people to do that and be active on the boards, be active on Slack, and really play more Rebels.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we want to thank Ryan for coming on. We want to thank everyone for listening. Again, we encourage you to join us on the Slack channel. Send an email to zionsfinestia@gmail.com and support us on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/zionsfinest. Thank you so much, Ryan.
All right. Thanks for having me.
See you guys.
Bye.